failure to reach a deal is not an option. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. So says House Republican Brian Fitzpatrick about a potential rail strike that could halt freight traffic from coast to coast.
Congress will not let this strike happen, that's for sure. It would be devastating to our economy, so we'll get to a resolution one way or another.
The congressman on Fox News Sunday, a prolonged rail strike could create all kinds of shortages from fuel to food. President Biden says his administration remains engaged. The possible rail strike is just one of the issues awaiting the president when he returns to the White House after a long weekend in Nantucket. Another is government funding. Congress faces a mid-December deadline. Shocking disobedience in Shanghai and other Chinese cities over the country's strict zero COVID policy. Some protesters actually calling for China's president to step down. Some of the anger is being fueled by a deadly fire in a city under lockdown.
People have just had enough there. They've reached a breaking point to a shocking degree and are now showcasing extraordinary acts of defiance. The fiery deaths of those 10 people in Urumqi have come to symbolize the chokehold that the communist government has enforced through isolation. Social media users claim that the restrictions, the COVID restrictions, caused a delay in putting out that fire. And in that city, millions have lived under strict COVID lockdowns for more than 100 days.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. 2 weeks in, Idaho investigators have no suspects in a deadly quadruple stabbing, and they continue to appeal to the public for help.
260 digital photos have been uploaded to an FBI link. The governor has also ordered $1 million in state funds toward the investigation.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite signs that soaring inflation may be starting to moderate, most American families aren't feeling much relief.
They cannot get what they used to get with the dollars in their pocket. They're doing as much as they can, but many of them are sitting there going, man, my kid needs a winter coat.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Republicans blame inflation on President Biden's policies, although they haven't unveiled a plan to fix it. Two Americans have gone missing while kayaking in Mexico. They disappeared in Rocky Point after the wind started picking up. Corey Allen of Flagstaff, Arizona, brought his teenage daughter to shore, then went back into the water to help his wife. It happened on Thanksgiving. The Mexican Navy is planning to fly reconnaissance flights. Rocky Point is about a four-hour drive from Phoenix. An emotional tribute in Connecticut to a pair of fallen police officers.
Bristol, Connecticut police officers Lieutenant Dustin DeMonte and Sergeant Alex Hamsey were both shot and killed in the line of duty in October. On Saturday, the two were remembered in a very special way. First responders from 18 police departments across both Connecticut and Massachusetts played a hockey game in Hartford in honor of their slain brothers in uniform. Adding a touch of poignancy to the moment, a pregnant Laura DeMonte, the widow of Dustin, dropped the puck to begin the Wolfpack and Hershey Bears game. It was all organized by Hartford police dispatcher Michael Elwood as a means of raising funds for the families of the two. As he put it, we're going to continue to go forward as a family and make sure they're not forgotten. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
The number of dead stands at two in Italy. Yesterday, an enormous landslide buried buildings in mud on the island of Ischia. 10 people are missing. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.